What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of the Keynote Cafe with your host, Lavelle Powell, film composer, screenwriter, songwriter, producer, etc., etc., etc. Today's artist is none other than Castella, a tremendous jazz artist who has a string of hits to her credit, Mojito, No Ordinary Love, and several more that, and the list is growing with her. A phenomenal artist. I'm so honored to have her on the show. And so what we're going to do, we're going to jump right into this interview with Castella and let you guys see for yourself the tremendous talent that she is right now. Castella, thank you for coming on to the Keynote Cafe. So happy to have you here.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you know, you have been very busy, right? You know, with, and you've been putting out some wonderful, phenomenal works. You know, some tremendous hits, songs that are they come out and then they just skyrocket up the music charts, the Billboard, and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's just you're like a very hot commodity right now. So I really feel fortunate to have you on the show. And I just sort of wanted to know if you had any opportunity during your journey so far to just sit back and sort of take in everything that's been happening for you right now.
Wow. You know, it's... Yeah, I do. I mean, from time to time, I do sit back and reflect on, wow, you know, I was actually talking to someone at work yesterday, and I was walking out and I'm just like, wow, you know, this is just crazy what's going on, you know, and but, you know, from time to time, I'll sit back and, you know, I'll drink a little whiskey and I'll say, you know, this All is right. so cool, you know, what's going on. But you know, I just, it's kind of the momentum, you just got to keep going. So, so no, not really, you know, I haven't taken a vacation to Tahiti or anything like that to celebrate, but maybe I should.
Hey,
yeah.
You deserve it.
But it's crazy. It's just, you know, I just continue to keep, you know, keep working, you know? And so, you know, when you get some momentum, you just got to keep going with it. So I'm just, that's what I'm doing. I'm not stopping. So.
Absolutely. It's hard sometimes when you have one thing after the next that you're being presented with, you know, to take time to really reflect on everything that's happening because you're so busy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's crazy. Yeah. So blessed though. I mean, ultimately I'm grateful and thankful that, you know, God has presented all of this opportunity to me. So, you know, I have to, excuse me, well, I still have time. I still have time left. I got to keep going. So there's no time to really stop and you know, just stop. Yeah. But I do stop sometimes a little bit and smell the roses.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Cool. So who were some of your early musical influences when you were growing up? And was there someone who may have initially sparked that interest in becoming an artist?
Well, early influences, let's see. You know, I'm a church girl. So I grew up in church. And so all of the gospel greats, you know, I was a choir girl, one of the altos. So I love all the choirs. And certainly, you know, people in my church were inspirational to me. But as far as gospel greats and such, I would say, I like Shirley Caesar, Winans, and every choir that you can think of. You know, a lot of those leaders that would lead those songs would go unnamed, but, Daryl Coley was one of those folks I really love, trying to sing like him, you know, cause he was running all over the place, you know, to catch one of his ones. But then also, I had a, I would clean up my room when I was in college to Regina Bell, Mickey Howard, and Sarah Vaughan, and Billie Holiday. It would take all those CDs to clean up my room. So I would be singing along with those ladies. And so I learned a lot, singing along with that variety of talent. When you think about Sarah Vaughan, jazz, you think about Mickey Howard, her R&B feel, and Regina Bell and her power, all of those things I think I embody in my voice. And so they were some of my early influences indeed. And also Diane Reeves, I love her. I had a friend of mine let me borrow his CD back when I was in college, and I don't think I gave it back to him for a few months because it was just that amazing to me, and I just listened and listened and listened. And so those were some of my early influences.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I mean, was there a point where it hit you like, you know what, I'm meant to do this. This is for me.
Well, many, many years later, when I was, recording with a friend of mine, and it still didn't hit me then. I call him my mentor, my friend, Daryl Swan, was someone who recommended that I do a three song project. Yeah. And I would have never would have thought to do such a thing. But, someone believed in me to hear something special in my voice. And then, of course, I was working a lot. So I think he was thinking, well, you can tap into that creative side of your brain. And man, it just really took off from there. But I never really thought about, being on this platform that I'm on now. I never really thought that I could. Because I grew up in an era when you had Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, and all those ladies were, hot when I was growing up. And, I'm just a regular girl. Yeah. And so I never would have thought, but, I think God does everything in his own perfect timing. And it wasn't time for me then. But it's now. So now that it's here, I'm like, okay, let's go. But I never would have ever even thought about it at all, honestly. It's crazy, but you just kind of get into your groove of life, and have got married, have a few kids, and have a career, and then this comes along, and it's just been such a refreshing blessing to me to be able to share the gifts that I've had all my life. I mean, I've sang forever, so it's kind of crazy.
That's awesome. So, if I'm not mistaken, so your first hit was No Ordinary Love. Is that true?
Yes, that was the first song that I took to radio.
So is there a backstory behind the conception of that track?
Yeah, well, the backstory, let's see. I was doing a lot of writing. I mean, I think that was one of the first songs I think I wrote with after Daryl had suggested, have you ever thought about writing, any of that? And I just kind of started listening to what was going on in my head. And so it really was inspired by, just the love for music, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was kind of dancing around in the room one day, and my son said, "Hey, Mom, you want to go for a walk? Because you're just really, you're a little wired right now." Yeah. and it was really just that love that I had for the music. I had kind of, I wouldn't say I lost it, but you kind of get going with life, and those two sessions that I had really, really kind of, stirred up that gift in me again. And so that song really is about my music and rediscovering the love for the music that I have. And so that's kind of where it came from.
Got me dancing in my room. Got me feeling kind of loose. Ain't no ordinary love I feel for you. Got me running all around. Got me feeling like a clown. Kind of feeling like a fool just for you. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. Got my best lipstick. Got me feeling like a lunatic. Ain't no ordinary love I feel for you. Got me pulling you close to me. Ain't no place I'd rather be.
That's a wonderful track. I
thank you.
I'm a big fan of that one. And, you know, listening to that, you know, it sort of brought to mind, it kind of goes without saying that you have a pretty dynamite team of people that you work with, right?
I do.
So I mean, in putting your team together, was there something that you were sort of thinking about when you were putting all the pieces of your team together to work with you?
You know, it all just kind of fell into place. I mean, again, you know, showing up at a session and, you know, there's a guy there that is a, you know, 30 plus year veteran in the business. Okay. Who has worked with folks like Macy Gray. I mean, he's a writer on one of those songs and has been in sessions with The Whispers and just countless other artists. And for him to hear something special in my voice it still blows my mind that he, you know, thinks that there's something special about me.
Yeah.
So just kind of, you know, being in that path and finding him. And then, you know, the person who did the track for No Ordinary Love, him just showing up at my church, you know, and him being the producer, the marvelous producer that he is. His name is Corey Stampley. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, everything just kind of fell into place for me. And then just moving forward to my other works, you're stumbling upon, you know, Jeff Kennedy, who is the person who has done my latest few tracks, who's my producer right now. I mean, just God just really lined stuff up. You know, I met Willie Bradley, and he was someone who really and truly helped me find my way to radio. So it was just crazy how things just, by my trying, just reaching out to people, you know, people have been really, really gracious.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it's a testament to your talent, you know, as you said, for them to see what they saw in you and want to work with you. That's purely a testament to what they saw in you. Whether you saw it at the time or not, you know, they saw it. And hey, the things that have been coming out of your camp, the works, the projects have been tremendous, you know, and you know, which brings me to your latest piece, right? Mm-hmm. So glad I met you.
Yeah. You know, it's, that one has been, wow. It's, I would say production wise, it was probably my most expensive production to date. You know, that I had a couple little hiccups. You know, the studio that I normally record in was flooded, so I had to go and record elsewhere, which was more expensive per hour. But it was a really nice studio, though. It was really nice. So I recorded. That cost a little more. I have a featured artist on there. And then I used someone else to master my piece this time, just to, you know, try something different. And of course, Daryl's like, hey, whatever, you know, save me time. And that was Mr. Steve Hall. And just when I looked at the people that he's mastered works for, folks like Patti LaBelle and Earth, Wind and Fire and Toni Braxton and Blondie.
Wow.
And just, his list of people, it's just amazing. And then it's like in me.
Right.
So it's like, wow. So yeah, it was a little more into it. But wow. And then my guys, they did an amazing job. You know, Jeff is an amazing producer.
Yeah.
And a really interesting thing about this track was that, you know, I record my melody and the lyrics, and then I send that melody to Jeff, and then he'll, you know, create something around it. That's how my process works.
Okay.
So when I sent him the melody, he called me right back and said, I think I have something that will work. I have a song that he did some time ago that was in his vault. That, and I guess immediately when he heard my melody, he's like, I think this will work. So he sent it to me and he kind of sang my melody along with it. And I'm like, okay, all right, that'll work. So it's just crazy. And I just see that as another confirmation of how, you know, he and I were meant to be. You know, you get a track that you did. I mean, I don't know when he did it. And we didn't talk before I sent him that melody at all. He had no idea. For us to have something that works together like that, it's like, hey, we were meant to be. And, you know, God has ordained this song or this relationship that we have as, you know, artist and producer. So it was great. And then, so of course, he brought in his, he has this way of, you know, choosing the right people to be on the track. And so we had LaShawn Gary on keys, who is a Emmy award winning guy. I mean, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Just great. And Daryl Smith, he's a bass player out of Detroit. And then you have Joe Foster on guitar.
Yeah.
And of course, Jeff Candy on drums. And those guys, they knock it out of the park every time. I mean,
they're
amazing. And then I have a featured artist on the song, and his name is Willie Bradley. So
my
first featured artist is, you know, it just felt right.
Yeah.
The person who brought me to radio to feature on the song. Of course, you know, Willie is, you know, he's picky. So when he heard the track, he's like, I like that. And, you know, at that point I hadn't really decided, you know, who's going to be the feature.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about some folks, and he really liked the track enough to, you know, want to be featured on it. So, it was, you know, he chose it. So I'm like, perfect. And so I have him on there too. So that's great. So that's something new and different as a featured artist. And again, someone who's been instrumental in my career, you know, certainly getting me to radio. And so, so he liked the track. And, you know, it's funny. I would always say, hey, will you feature on a track for me? At some point in time, and he would always say, let me hear your track.
Right.
Never a yes, you know, because if he didn't like it, he wouldn't do it. And so and for him to say, hey, I like this, you know, I felt like, okay, if he likes it, then I got to get him on it, because he might not like the next track.
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty much, you know, our team is, you know, working hard. And of course I did all the vocals. I did the, you know, background vocals and the lead vocals and just a whole lot. You know, we had a lot of fun in the studio putting all that together. You know, I, of course, Daryl is my vocal producer. He's my engineer and all that stuff. So he does a lot, and he also mixes and everything for it. So he really is, he brings it all together.
Glad. so glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
I can't believe you even talked to me. You turned and looked at me. You noticed me, you smiled at me. Wow.
I met you.
So glad, baby.
I want you next to me. So glad you get me.
So glad, yeah.
I know you understand. Ooh. The crazy quirks of me.
I'm crazy.
I wanna hold your hand. Yeah. So glad I met you.
So glad.
So glad I met you.
So glad, yeah. I know I talk too much, but I just up. You bring me so much joy, boy. I'm so glad I met you. You bring out the best in me. You make me feel so free to be me. Don't ever go away.
Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanna hold your hand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Glad I met you.
Yeah. I'm glad,
so glad I met you.
Ooh, ooh,
glad
yeah.
I met you.
I'm so glad.
I want you next to me.
I want you
so
next
glad
to
you
me.
Get me.
Oh, yeah.
I know you understand.
Oh,
the crazy quirks of me.
I'm crazy, baby.
Won't you be
yeah.
my man?
Me, you got me seeing things I never thought I could be. I'm gonna shout it from the highest peak that I'm free and I'm me, 'cause you're next to me. Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
So we had a really funny thing. I was the main hook was just kind of plain. He's like, how about you do this? And I was kind of looking at him, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. And and so he just kind of said, so how do all your other records turn out? And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? So it's just you have to trust who you work with, and I do.
That's right.
His vision and what he has me to do when I'm working. So it's we work really well together. So that's that's So Glad I Met You, and it's of course it's a cute little song, and and the lyrics kind of talk about I as a writer I kind of write about young love, budding love, and it's kind of one of those things that of
right.
course I always think about. In this case, my daughter had been kind of talking about this person a lot, and
okay.
it just kind of sparked a little bit, and I always just kind of take stuff from here and there. And
yeah.
I wrote a song sometime a little while ago when I was starting my musical journey, and just really glad I met so many people, and yeah. and ultimately that's what the song is about. Meeting people that impact your life and changing. And then of course I always throw a little be my man in there. I have a man.
That's right.
My husband. And so, it's just, just a fun little tune, and it's just I'm hoping that it'll go viral. That I'm so glad I met you, like Lavelle. I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a catchy title. I mean, yeah, and it covers a lot. You know, it covers everything that you just said. You know, and so it's already sort of catching on.
Yeah,
right? The song, right? It's already like doing some great things, like from the moment it hit the press.
Yeah, right. I've done, I promote myself. So I did a lot of promoting and, trying to, just get the word out, the buzz out. And, another funny story about the title, my one song, Let Me Love You, initially that song was going to be called When Can I See You?
Okay.
And Daryl said, I think, and I actually was thinking about changing the title. Mm-hmm. Then one day he said, I don't really like the title. And, any good producer would tell you, I think you should call Let Me Love You. And when I got my next rendering of the song, it was called Let Me Love You. So I said, okay. And then with this song, I was thought I'd be clever because we had that experience of him changing titles on me. I said, initially it was called So Glad I Met You.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm going to change it to Next to Me, just to try to be clever.
Yeah.
And so I changed it to Next to Me. And then later on, he's like, I think the first title that you had was better. So Glad I Met You. It's just a little more catchy. And I'm just like, I can't get it right. So I went back to being So Glad I Met You. And I'm so glad I changed it because it definitely has been a little more catchy than Next to Me. But it is Next to Me is kind of a subtitle, if you will. But it's fun, just that whole creative process and being open to others' ideas and and incorporating all that stuff. So it's a really fun tune. I think you'll love it. I love the song. I've listened to it a gazillion times, and so now I'm like, okay, I've heard it from from inception, to it being just a song with no music, to every little step of the way. I've heard everything. So it's I've heard every rendering of it, when it didn't have, the lead vocals, just the, the hook. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. It's been fun. It's really fun.
That's what I love that about that whole process of putting a song together. The process, it just helps you appreciate the end result that much more, the work that goes into it. And a lot of people don't always know the amount of work and effort that goes into just one track, let alone an EP or an album, but it's so gratifying to have that end result. So, how does it feel to you that to have so many people, just adore your work like that? I mean, just like adore what you do. Me being one of them, of course.
Thank you. It's flattering. It is flattering. I mean, for my whole life, there's been this, I sing in church and they're like, oh, that's just Kathy. I mean, because my name is Kathy. But for people all over the world to be embracing, what I'm doing, it just makes me feel so good. Yeah. It makes me feel good. And I'm just happy that I'm in this space and time, and that I'm still alive and able to do it. I mean, so many people go through their lives and they don't try. And then you don't have that one person to come in your life and say, hey, try this. And I did. And I'm just so fortunate and grateful that I had that someone to believe enough in me to, inspire me to go for it. Just for fun, and again, that's funny. I recorded No Ordinary Love in January of 2019. Okay. And once I got done with it, after Daryl had mixed it and mastered it and everything, and he sent it to me, he said, this is, he gave me the files. There's the MP3 file and then the WAV file. Mm-hmm. And he said, so this WAV file is for when you're ready for public consumption and you send it out. And I'm like, public consumption? You think this is good enough for people to listen to, or to send it out to the world? And so that kind of, stuck with me that, he really thought that this stuff was good enough. And then we went through and finished the rest of the EP. And, what do you want to do with it? And I'm like, well, let's release it. Let's put it out. And that was, full court press, getting everything together and deciding, on a, a name, you know. And of course, I picked my grandmother's nickname, Castella, as
All right.
you know, as my stage name, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually an honor to be, because I'm actually named after her, literally. My name, I
Wow.
was named after her, so I feel like I can take
That's
it
right. That's
on.
right.
but named after both my grandmothers. I was talking to my mom about that the other day, and she still kind of, I think she still gets a little upset with my aunt and my dad because my name was supposed to be Tracy Renee. And I think that was my name for her pretty much her whole pregnancy.
Okay.
So they came along and said, "Hey, why don't you name her after her grandmother's?" And she's like, "Oh, okay." And so my grandmother Kathleen and my grandmother Rebecca, that's who I'm named after. And so, in picking names, we would go to Alabama every summer, and the people around town would call her Miss Castella. And so, you know, she was Miss Castella to everyone, and we would call her mother. But being named after her, my oldest aunt said that I remind her of her, just everything about me. And
Yeah.
it's what an honor, you know. And this was way before I decided to become a, you know, a recording artist. And you know, when you know, planning everything out, you know, my friend at the time, still my friend, I was saying, "Hey, should I be Kathy Thompson or Cat or you know, or my whole name or whatever the case may be?" And then I just threw out Castella, and I was like, "Yes." You know, go with that. And you know, and of course, having that connection and every day being able to think about my grandmother is just you know, amazing. She was an amazing lady, yeah, peacemaker, beautiful, loving, and we adored her. And so to be able to keep her name going is quite an honor and a blessing.
That is sort of a passing, sort of a, almost a passing of the torch of sorts, you know. That's wonderful. You talked earlier briefly about how people helped you and encouraged you to try and things that maybe you hadn't thought about doing before. So I was wondering, in addition to that, those words that you've already given, are there any other words of advice that you may have for others who are aspiring to do, whether it be music or what have you, just something to sort of help put the fire under them that maybe has fizzled out right now, something that might help them.
Yeah, you know, it just never, always believe in yourself. You know, believe in yourself, bet on yourself. If you have a gift, share it. You know, don't be afraid to share your gifts, because that's, you know, that's what God gives us. He gives each of us a gift. And just don't be afraid to share. I mean, some people have a gift of organizing, and you know, that's not my gift. Some people, you know, have a gift of painting. That's not my gift. You know, and some people have the gift of writing, which is one of my gifts, you know. And yeah, I mean, so if you have a gift, and it's crazy, even that whole organizing gift is something else. Some people really get off on, you know, going in your house, and like my daughter is one of them, where she'll come in and she organizes things for me, and I'm like, okay, great, you know, thank you. because it's not my gift, you know. so I just encourage people to go after it, and mainly because, I mean, you know, I've lived a whole life, and you know, I have some friends who are no longer with me. I live for them. No, I live for them. And just it's never too late to go after things too. I mean, that's something as well, you know. It's never too late to go after it, because tomorrow's not promised to us.
That's right.
So, and again, your gift is, again, your gift is not for you. Your gift is for someone else. And so, you know, by you not sharing your gift, you're denying somebody else their blessing. So definitely
Absolutely.
go after it. And so, and that, I feel like, wow, you know, it's, I feel like maybe I've been held back for a bit, but again, you know, God does everything in his perfect time. And this was the time for me to be out. So I'm just grateful.
Wow. Well, that's powerful. Well put. Well put. That's powerful. And I hadn't even thought about it that way. As far as you are given a gift, and it's not meant for you. For you, it's meant to be shared. Given to those who to whom it's for. you're doing it, but you don't necessarily think about it like, oh yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. So that was very powerful, what you just said. So we got the new one, okay? So is there anything else that you're working on? Is that song going to be part of a compilation of anything, or is there something else you're working on as well?
Yeah, actually, it's a part of my Let Me Love You EP.
Okay, cool.
I'm kind of little by little getting it out. So once all of the songs are done, I will re-release that whole EP as a thing.
Got it.
And so I do have one other song that I've recorded already, which is a cover.
Okay.
Which I don't know what it is, but it's a cover of a standard, one of my favorites. And then there's another song I'm going to do that Jeff's working on. And then there's Christmas. And so I love after my Christmas tune that I did last year, it's like, what in the world am I going to do now? I mean,
cause
I don't know if you've heard that one, but it's,
I have
you, that's one of my favorites. I think it's my favorite song.
I love it.
I mean, even in, you know, it's July and I'll turn that on and sing it like it's December. Yeah. I love that song. So now I'm thinking, what am I going to do? So we're, we're kind of in our little creative space right now, trying to decide what I'm going to do for Christmas.
Right.
That's what we're working on now. Awesome. Kind of finishing, that, Christmas. And then also I have a few tunes that are more inspirational.
Okay.
And so, it's about three songs that I'm going to do, and I'm trying to decide, how I'm going to do that. But there is kind of like an inspirational kind of a project that I've got cooking up.
Okay. Wow. Hey, I mean, you're still busy apparently, and no signs of stopping anytime soon. Clearly.
No stopping. Ain't no stopping me now.
That's right. I so love hearing this. I so love hearing people's stories and their motivations and the things that they're doing. You have no idea what it does for me, even as the host of the show, to hear the great things that others are doing. It just helps keep you focused on what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Casella, for coming onto the show. I really appreciate you coming here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. I mean, congratulations on your show. It's a big time. I feel like, wow, I got to be on your show. So thank you so much for having me too. I mean, it's a...
pleasure.
This is your gift, as you're sharing with all of us. So thank you.
No problem. Wow, what a tremendous interview with Casella. Tremendous interview. What a great artist. What a wonderful talent. This woman is burning up the charts and she is just getting started. Believe me when I tell you, she's just getting started. There is a lot, and I mean a lot, for everyone to look forward to from this wonderful artist. I love her personality. I love just the passion that's clearly evident in the interview that you heard and saw. She is really deeply into connecting with her artists. I mean, I'm sorry, connecting with her fans and giving the best of herself, bringing all of herself to them. And, you know, she delivered some very priceless gems that would benefit the aspiring artists and just people who in general are trying to do something with their lives that they may face obstacles and things like that. And she gave some wonderful words that will help you kind of get through that, you know, work your way through that. You know, you have to stay dedicated, stay focused, remember why you're doing this. And believe me, you will reach the goal that you seek to reach if you just stay focused, stay determined, stay aggressive with it, and surround yourself with people who will help, who can help you reach your goal. You know, find some people with like interests, people where you can help each other out in reaching each other's goals. You know, that way that makes the journey all the better when you have someone on the journey with you who you can help out and they can help you out, you know? That's my own personal advice right there, in addition to the great words that came from Casella. So I thank her very much. Thank you, Casella, so much for coming on the show. And hey, go to www.thekeynotecafe.com. You know, we'll try to keep you updated on any new guests that are going to be featured. Just go ahead and navigate your way around there to learn more about the show. If you're new to viewing the show, There's a lot more we have in store for you, a lot more things that we're working on. We're going to start incorporating the film industry greats in the show as well, with an interview that one interview that's going to be coming up very soon related to that as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. Look forward to continuing to entertain you guys on the show that is called The Kino Cafe. You guys have a wonderful and great blessed evening, and we'll see you next time. All right. Good night.